Baruch Atma Adonai, Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Mi'Yevivro.
Amen.
Siyata Deshmaya, we're holding now in the Tuesday night shiur by Modim, by the Musig, the lofty ideal called Hodah, and being Moda to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We've mentioned many times the Avodrom, Rabbi David Avodrom, one of the Gedolei Rishonim, that when it comes to Modim Darabanan, even though we could be holding by Chazor Sashatz, where there is a Shliach Tzibur who is Motzi Acherim Yedei Chavos, and certainly the Eino Baki, and even nowadays when we don't really have Einon Bekiyev, our all Kemat fluent in the Nusach HaTfilah, he's the representative. There's a musik of Chazor Sashatz where the Arizal actually writes in Shar Kavonis and Parakei. The Iker Shemoneh Esri is Chazor Sashatz. We're all coming together as a tzibur. It's not just that he's being Motzias. He is the shliach of the tzibur. And through him, through that shatz, we are all connecting and forming one cohesive unit. We're all one bond. That's an achdus. And a sense, therefore, a heightened level of a Shemoneh Esrei. It's Kila, we're all saying it, the Mamish as one. Not that we happen to be reciting it quietly, silently to ourselves as individuals. We Mamish come together and we're one. Alahavdil, but just this past Shabbos, the freezing Shabbos, as I was being Malavi, the Oren Kodesh, the Sefer Torah from the Oren Kodesh to the Bima, somebody stopped me and he told me, Rabbi Feiner, I want you to know I came to Shul, even though it's freezing outside. Why? He says, because just recently I went to an outdoor hockey game, some winter classic, the Rangers, they play out City Field, he says, and I sat there freezing with tens of thousands of other people. I said, for 3 hours of a hockey game, I could sit out in the freezing cold, and for 2 hours of shul, I can't come to shul. I says, Amela, I came to shul. I met him out after davening on my way to the kiddush. He said, Rabbi Fon, I only told you half the story. He says, one of the biggest horrors that I got from that day, I was in the middle of the hockey game, we stopped, we had a break, and we davened mincha. He says, you had tens of thousands of people at that outdoor freezing Rangers game. I says, came mincha time, we had about 40 from Yidin, and they all came together, we had a gevaldige mincha. He says, I want you to know, I sat there with 40,000 plus people, I didn't feel connected to them. I sat there as an individual, I ate my kosher food, I didn't talk to anybody. I sat there watching the game. I didn't feel any out there. So 40,000 plus people. 40 people davening mincha together. I mamish felt like one. And we felt like brothers. We felt like family. And mamish, we were together as one. That's a shliach tzibur. We're mamish together as one. Which only further compounds the difficulty. If in Chazor Sashatz, it's even a greater Shemoneh Esrei. Because we're mamish all saying it together. Then why, when it comes to Modim, the sole exception? Wherein we have a concept called the Modim Darabanan, even though the Shliach Tzibur say Modim, and we're listening, and he's supposed to say every single word out loud, still we say our own personal Modim, right? The Avodrom, because nobody could say thank you for you. When it comes to Karsa Tov, when it comes to Hodah, no one else can be Motzi you, no one else could speak on your behalf, at such a personal thing, that's what you have to do. When we mentioned in this context, a true story that I heard from Erev Zalman Silber, I was there with Rabbi Yoshev Zatzal when he was already well into his 90s and he had his first life-saving surgery. And after he awoke from the anesthesia, from the slumber, first thing he did, Zalman says, was he called him over and he says, I want you to tell me, Eicham Rim Toda Rabba B'Anglit. How do you say thank you in English? He says, Rebbe, you just woke up. Sleep a little bit. He says, take it easy. He says, I'll just be your shliach. I'll say it for you. What's the big deal? He says, no, Zalman, nu, tagidli, eicham rim todam rabba glit. He says, okay, Rebbe, it's a thank you. He says, okay, practice it with me. I want to make sure to get it right. And he tells him, thank you. He says, no, is that the whole thing? He says, oh, this thank you very much. He says, teach me how to say thank you very much. As he sat there teaching, it didn't take Rabbi Yoshe very long, obviously, but he sat there teaching him how to say in English, thank you very much, until he got it right. He says, now please, Zalman, call over the doctor. Calls over the secular, the Christian doctor. And the guy, and he says to the doctor, doctor, thank you very much. He says, Rebbe, he says, you couldn't just have me say it for you. Just woke up. He says, like the Avodrom, nobody could say thank you for you. You have to say it yourself. Even the Gol Hador and the Peller Zalman says was, it's one thing to go and be makbid like they have a drum to say thank you yourself. But the first thing, a person wakes up, how am I doing? Well, let me check out something. The first thing that's olal daito is what? I have to be modeh. That's the first thing. Before anything else, I have to be modeh. I'm not surprising at all, therefore, something that I mentioned several times in the past, that the doctor, when he finished being metapo with Rabbi Yoshev, and he got to know the grand rabbi over that period of a week, and the follow-up, the post-op, he says to Zalman Silber, he says, I'm a devout Christian, and I have to tell you, I wish and I pray that my pope was like Rabbi Yoshev. This Rabbi Yoshev is what my pope ought to be. And what caught him so was that he wakes up from the anesthesia, the very first thing on his mind is Modi. Hamela, we finished all our requests. We finished all our requests, and what do we have to do? We have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything, but built into that Hodoah is the Hodola Over and the Bakosha Lasid. The Mefarshi HaMikra explained in Parshas Vayetze, after Leah, Hapam Odas Hashem, to the extent that the Gemara says, Abrocha Zayin Amud Beis, Amiyom Shabarakur Shuchu Shalomo, nobody came and stepped up to the plate and thanked the Ribbono Shalom like Leah did. Am I right afterwards? What do we read about Talmud Milendes? She stopped having children. Why? Because she just gave Hodah. It's a Gevaldi Gezach, but you can't just give Hodah La'aber, you have to give Bakosh Al-Asin, because they're intertwined. Thinking HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's not just thinking, oh, good, now I'm on my own. I can only exist, I can only thrive if I continue to build Hodah La'aber, but I need simultaneously the Bakosh Al-Asin, always asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we're not done with all our Bakoshas. We're going to ask for things. We're going to ask a Sim Shalom, Tova, Avrocha, Chen, Mechesim, Mechule. We got plenty to ask for. But right now we stop after the Avodah and we ask HaKadosh Baruch.
We ask in the Modem, the Rabban also, if you can't Chayenu is Kaimenu for the Osir.
That's right, we're going to see it. Excellent, 100%. We're going to see it. Then in Echamu we got plenty to ask for. Now let's take a look at the Seder Yomer of Menashe B'Moshe B'Machir. And he begins when he discusses Modim. Zos HaBrocho He hodol l'shmo hagadol akol atoba sher asa imanu umafli lasis b'chol eisa b'chol shal. And we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the good that he has done for us, all the wonders at every moment in time, v'chiyonu, and he's kept us alive to do what? Lavod avodoso l'hodis l'fana. To do his service and to be moded. Right? The Eitz Yosef and the Yotza Tfilos. Why the juxtaposition of modim to Ritzay to the Avodah? Even though we lost the Beis HaMikdash, even in the Zman HaChurban, here Bismanenu, and the aftermath of Churban of Beis HaMikdash, and we can't do the Avodah anymore, we still thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for keeping us alive. It's a pliyatzuma. And we're now faced, we have enemies surrounding us on all sides, and we mamish, we're in Golus, and still Hashem is keeping us alive. The famous Rav Yaakov Emden is on Doma to a Siddur Beis Yaakov. What do you think the greatest miracle in the history of the world is? Kriya Samsif? No. That was pretty awesome. Not the greatest. Maimon HaSinai, the grand revelation at Sinai. Maybe that's the greatest. It's not the greatest. Hands down, right, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the greatest miracle in the history of the world is the survival of the Jewish people. Holocaust, pogroms, crusades. It's a pliyatzuma. It's an unparalleled wonder how the Yidden are still alive today. Hamela Zokte, it's Yosef. We have the Avodah, but we don't have the Avodah anymore. We had all these brachas asking for a Beis HaMikdash. Now we're thanking, yes, even though we're in Golus, and even though we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we don't have our glorious golden era, and the nations are breathing heavily down our necks, and we got to deal with Iran's and North Korea's and all the eternal strife, and Afilu Hochi, Hashem is still Mekayim us, and He's still Mekayim us. And we really have to give modem now. Only after losing a Makam Avodah, even when we're in the lowest, we're in the abyss of all immorality and corruption and depravity that surround us constantly, in the dire pits of Golus, and Afilu Hachi, we're still able to maintain our survival, we're still able to persevere, to endure through time, through thick and thin. Now we really have to go in and say modim. So we say, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for keeping us alive, sustaining us, and we're modim. Why we modim? Ki ma'anu machayenu. What are we? What is Elisha? Niska lamo the fadibul the schan and elam the hodushma godo yizbarach veyasala kolotava gmul shaiti vimano mativ. Kamaranu gomleno matzal asundikot servit sukavosi mana nisim and a flos Allah. He's doing miracles today. What are we? We're not deserving of it. That is modim. Who introduced that concept of eternal hodah? Leia pa modes Hashem. What is a Palamot of Hashem? Rashi based on Chazal? Because he got Magiali what? Yosef Michalki. I now got more than Machalek. Ha'imos Nevi'ah saw you. Four wives, 12 children. Three each. And now I got number four. I got Yosef Michalki. I got even more than I ever imagined. Amela, we're not deserving of anything. So Vanda, we have to thank our Kodesh Boko, Shein, and Makira Memchoi. We have so many miracles we don't even recognize. Befrat L'Skayim Egoloseinu. Everyone surrounding us, like we said, here you have it in the Seder Yom as well. The nations breathing down our necks, and still Hashem keeps us alive, even when we're not deserving of it. And that's a Gevaldik Inyan that we have to be Moda to a Kodesh Baruch Hu for. So taking a look at the Nusach, we can't really delve into Modim without a very Yesodistic Rav Hunder, and it's Rav Hunder of Pachad Yitzchak. He writes it in a few places. Writes Rav Hunder as follows. And the Nusach of Modim, and we say, Modim anachnu loch, sha'atu Hashem alokeinu v'alokeinu v'asinu li'olam v'ed, tzur chayinu ma'gein yashinu atu l'dobador, no du l'chon nesapra t'in la'asecho. We begin with the word Modim, understandably so, but after we commence with the word Modim anachnu loch, that we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just a few sentences, a few phrases later, what do we then say? No du l'chon, let's give Hashem adab, but we just said Modim. So what's going on over here? Is it modim? Is it no delacha? We don't repeat the words. All right, so funder, very important to yourself. And we have two basic concepts of hodah. And what does hodah mean? Well, one hodah is, thank you. I am hodah, ni modah. Todah rabah, solution of hodah. I'm giving thanks to the Almighty. I'm giving thanks. Reuven wants to thank Shimon. So let's say you have a case of Reuven thanking Shimon. And what do you say? Reuven is thanking Shimon. Al on behalf, which is another way of saying Ba'avur, for all the good things that Shimon did to him. That's one form of Hodah. Form number two is Hodah's Baldin Kameidim Dami. Reuven walks into court and he says, based in, I owe Shimon $100. He's not thanking Shimon, on the contrary, he should have thanked Shimon b'shaito. Am I right now? What is he doing? He's confessing. He's admitting. Hodah's Baldin Kameidim Dami. When you say admitting, it's not Al, it's that admitting Sheh. I'm being moda she'ani chayev me'adolar l'shimen. So when you're moda thanking someone, you thank them al on behalf b'avur or something. And when you confess, when you admit to something, you admit that I did something. Right? So Funer, it's so beautifully meduyak in the terminology. Writes the Pachad Yitzchak. Moda manachnu loch. First, what are we doing? We're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moda manachnu loch. Shatav Hashem alokinu alokei v'asim li'olavayim. Thanking Hashem that He is our God, that He chose us. He's the God of our forefathers, included, obviously, that He gave us forefathers, that He gave us Chosovas, He gave us an Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and He gave us a bris with them, and He gave us all this relationship forever. Hashem is Tzureinu, He is their rock, He is Tzur Chayeinu, Magen Yeshinu Atul Adomador. That's what we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the great things. That's is no delachan esapati lasecha? I'm sorry. No delachan esapati lasecha. Al chayin amsum yadacha. I'm sorry. No delachan esapati lasecha. We thank our Kodesh Baruch Hu. On esaper, we're going to be marich. We're going to expound and elaborate on the tehilos. And why? Al chayin amsum yadacha. We're thanking Hashem for our lives that He gave us, for the neshamas, for the nisecha shemachayom ol neflasecha to asecha. That's the latter half. That deals with what? That deals with thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam. How do we begin? Amodim anachnu loch shatov Hashem alokeinu v'alokei aseinu she'ata. First we confess. Yes, we admit Hashem is our God. All right, so Shimon Schwab, along somewhat similar lines. What she'ata Hashem alokeinu, for it is you who are Hashem our God. First and foremost, we're recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, because had HaKadosh Baruch Hu not revealed to us that He exists, we would never have known. We would know just as little about His existence as a fish swimming in a tank knows about the world outside of his tank. To the fish, the tank is his whole world. He doesn't know that there are people outside the tank looking in. And we would be in the same predicament were it not for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed His existence to us. So the first thing we do is we recognize that Hashem is our Creator. As the writer Shimon Schwab as follows. The first pasuk in the Torah and Chumash is Bereishis Bara Elokim Es Hashamayim Es Haaretz. Now, if we didn't have Chirab, if we didn't have the cantillation of the Tamei HaMikra, how would we read the pasuk? Pashkof Rishona, Bereishis Bara Elokim Es Hashamayim Es Haaretz. In the beginning, Hashem created Es Hashamayim Es Haaretz. I mean, now you take a closer look at the Chirab. And what is the Chirab? Habereshis per Elokim, under the word Elokim, you have an asnachta. And asnachta is a period. A period, or in the middle of a pasuk, we would call it perhaps a kamo. Habereshis per Elokim, stop, pause, kamo. Esashoyim esarts, what's that doing here? One wonders why the simple sentence consists of two phrases. Why are we putting that comma there? However, this separation, writes of Schwab, conveys the fact that the first and foremost truth in the Torah is Bereishis Bara Elokim. Before you talk about the Shemayim and the Aretz, the skies, the heavens, and the Chulei, first thing we have to know is recognize that there's a God, Bereishis Bara Elokim. There was an Elokim who created Bereishis. That is first and foremost. There's a creator who created everything out of nothing, and nothing existed before he created it. If one does not accept and believe this first phrase, he might as well close the Sefer Torah and not continue any further. And that's how we start. Bereishis Bara Elokim, comma. First thing you have to know is there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yeah. All right, Rosham, that's exactly what we're saying first. Modem anachnu lo shato Hashem Elokeinu. Before we even thank him, before we go into Noda Lecho and Esaper and all the Nisim and all the Neflos, first and foremost, you have to do what? You have to confess like a wonder, and not Al, but Sheh. Modem anachnu lo, first thing is we admit Hashem, you are our God. We recognize it. We know you're a creator. And you created, and we thank you. So what's it doing in thanks? It's still in thanks like Rosham and Shwab. We're thanking Hashem for revealing to us that He's the Creator, for letting us know. Otherwise, we would just go on in this world, like unfortunately some people do today, and they don't want to take on the Creator. They don't want to believe that there's an Almighty who brought everything into being. First thing is, thank you, Hashem, for letting me know that. For letting me know that I have a purpose and I have a job, that you created me for a specific reason. That's how we begin, with that recognition that Hashem is Hashem Elokeinu, and not just that, He is also the God of our forefathers, and that He gave us forefathers. And not only did He give Torah and information to them, He gave them the ability to empower us to transmit it from generation to generation, the Olam Vayed, so we know that it's going to be around forever. This knowledge will remain with us forever. That's how we start. First fact, when we talk about motive.
Why is it changed from present to future, though?
So that's part of the, again, past participle. We're thanking Hashem for everything that happened and continues to happen going into the future. We're thanking Hashem for everything. We want to connect the past, present, and future.
Say, modim, we're accepting or we're admitting, and then no delecha is the future. Why, when you're accepting, do you do it in admitting? Why do you do it in the present? And when you're thanking, you do in the future.
So I think the Noda is not just the future. Noda is, we're admitting, we're recognizing everything comes from you, and part and parcel because of that, Noda L'cho, we're always going to continue singing your praises. You started the whole process, you brought everything into being. Not just are we going to thank you now, the Modim is still including it. It is Be'ikr Modim Sheh, but it's still including what? That Hashem, like Rishab does say, we're thanking Hashem for giving us that realization that we could admit and we could know and acknowledge that Hashem is the Creator. Because of that, no dilcha, we want to always continue to thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just in the here and now. We want to continue thanking you every moment of our lives.
The future tense by no means is sort of in the spirit of like a down payment on gratitude for things we expect.
In other words,
I think Mrs. Fine is suggesting that by using the future tense, is that a way of I don't want to use the word cajoling, but we want to be given, it's like asking for the things that we want to be grateful for.
Well, I think as we see from the Hemshech HaDvarim, as we said a few minutes ago, we're not just thanking Hashem for the past, we're also incorporating about Kashal Asad. We want to thank Hashem for the future. Ask Hashem for the future. Part of that is, Nodal Hashem, we're always going to be asking, we're always going to be thinking, we want to always keep thinking. Not that we're forcing Hashem's hands, but Nodal Chah, we're always going to keep thinking, because it's guaranteed it's the Olam Vayed. Hashem gave us a Mesorah, that's the Olam Vayed. It's not just a one-time thank you, we want to continuously, and we're always going to be thanking Him. Similar to the Maram Shik that we mentioned many times. We have that Gemara in Brachos Dav Zayin. Leah was the first person to come along and thank Hashem. So Lisa Silver said this vart, Ramosh Sharon Stern said this vart, born in the state from Israel, Lesoda. First one to say the vart is in the Kutim Aram Shik on the Torah, Ramosh Shik, the Talmud of Sam Sefer. And the Gemara says that the first one to give thanks to Hashem is Leah. And of course, as many Mefarshim asked the Kashuk Sam Sefer and others, you tell me Adam Arishan didn't thank Hashem? And Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the Abbas, and Imos, didn't thank Hashem. Avram didn't do it before Leah. Why is Leah the first? The chinish of Leah was she incorporated the Hodah into the name of Yehuda so that she'll always be thanking Hashem Yisbarach. Most thank yous were what? A one-time thank you. Of course, Adam, Avram, and Yitzhak thanked the Kodesh Baruch Hu. They thanked and they went weiter. Hanod and Lecha saying, Hashem, we're always going to forever be thanking you because you gave us something, a bris with the Amos and the Olam Void. Aleah did what? I'm going to call my son Yehuda. Every time I call him Yehuda, why was his name Yehuda? Apam Odes Hashem. Every single time that I mention his name, that I call him over for lunch, for dinner, I say, Yehuda, get your hand out of the cookie jar. Every single time that I mention his name, I'll be continuously reminded of the Hodah, the thanks that I owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving me Yehuda in the first place. So she perpetuated that concept of Hodah. So we want to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what we are. We're not just thanking you right here and now. We're always going to be thanking you. Why? Because you made you gave us the Ovis. You are Tzurta and you did it. Li'olam Vayim. So we're going to be thanking you, Li'olam Vayim. Now, what does the word modem actually mean? So there's a very Yesodis Dikadas, Akenim, Bala Yatisis, and Parshas Akev. All right? The Bala Yatisis and Parshas Akev in Perak Yud, Apostle Yud Beis. Ma'ata Yesod, Ma'ashem, Elokecha, Shol, Mimcha, and we have the famous Gemara and Menachas from Gimlamud Beis, that Al Tikri Ma Elamea. And what does Hashem want from you? Ma'ashem, Elokecha, Dorish, Mimcha. Al Tikri Ma Memhei Elamea. So we have a Droshes Chazal in the Gemara Menachas Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Al Tikri Ma Elamea Kolomar Mea Brachas Hashem Elokecha Shol Meimcha. What does Hashem want from his nation? What does he want from you? He wants you to say 100 brachas every day. Okay? And we have to be saying 100, and he has beautiful Adbash, he has beautiful Ramos and the Bali Yatesis. And then he says as follows, gets into Modim. Because of this concept of reciting 100 brachas every day, ulekach tiknu lomar modim, and that's why Chazal established the same modim. Shari pirushu mishtachavim. What does the word modim mean? It means mishtachavaya, bowing down, prostrating oneself, as the pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph by Naaman, vishtachavisi lashem elokecha, and the targum Yonasan is veodisi. The targum of hishtachavaya is hoda. So that's what it means. So what do? We come we say modim, and we don't always bow down. Now, in our modim, we are bowing down. But very often when we say thank you, we don't bow down to people. So what's going on? And the end of the day, modim means ishtachavaya. So why do we say, Hashem, we're going to be mishtachavit to you. We're going to bow down to you. And why do we say the word modim? All right, the Bali Yatosis is the Gedola Rishonim, because the word modem has the same gematria as Meya. Mem Vav Dalad Yud Mem equals gematria 100. It's gematria Meya. Lomar to tell you, Shekol Omer modem Kahogan Kilukaya Meya Brachas. Anyone who says modem the way you ought to, say you recite it properly, it's as if you were Makayim 100 Brachas wrote to Lomar, and that you bow down when you say modem, and you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's as if you were Makayim all the Meir Brachas. What's that idea all about? Hodah, Shtachavaya, Meir Brachas, what's going on here? So, I'd like to preface with the Maisa that I just heard this morning. Had the schus to sit for a while with Reb Lipa, a grandson of Rabbi Yoshev Zatzal. As he was telling me certain Maisim with regards to Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman Zatzal, was just Nifter. And he told me the following Maisim. He said one time he grew up in the building on Chazon Ish, 5 Chazon Ish, in the same building as Aaron Leib Steinman. He was very, very close. He says when he was younger, Aaron Leib Steinman once walked him around his apartment. His whole apartment is only 2.5 rooms. Didn't take very long to be metayel around the apartment. But he took his hand in Reb Steinman's hand, and he walked Reb Lipa around the apartment. And he says, I want to take you on a little tour of my home. And he starts opening up the refrigerator. He says, look at all the food I have in my fridge. Look at all the food I have in my freezer. Now, I'm sure he didn't have anywhere as close. No gourmet glatt and I'm sure it wasn't like our refrigerators, Baruch Hashem. But he starts opening up the cupboards. He says, look at my cupboards. And look what I have inside. Look, I have a bedroom. I have a bed to sleep on, the same thin mattress he got. And that he used for 60 plus years in Eretz Yisrael. And he takes him on a tour and he says, Reb Lipa, he says, look at how much Hashem gave me. Look at how much I have. He says, Reb Lipa, if you could find me someone who's a bigger givir than I am, I'll give you $1 million. $1 million if you can find someone who's a bigger givir. who has more than I do. Says Rebbe, what do you mean? He says, I have every single thing I need and more. Hashem gave me every single thing I could possibly need in life and more. And Ruchnius, and he says, and Rebbe, what about, and Gashmius, and what about Ruchnius? He says, and Ruchnius, he whispered quietly in his ear, I try and do what Hashem wants for me. So he says, I'm the biggest gevir around. And his unbelievable humility, he says to Lipa, I don't think you'll find a bigger gevir, and if you do, I'll give you $1 million. So he told over this story to Uri Zohar. Uri Zohar says, Reb Lipa, go back to Ram Leib and tell him he owes you $1 million. Says, why? Because I'm a bigger gevir than he is. Says, why? He says, because me, he says, I was a movie star in Israel. He says, I was a secular Jew. He says, and the simcha that Hashem opened my eyes and I gave up stardom and I gave up fame and fortune and I became a Baal Tshuva and I became a learned person in El Chayir. He says, come on, Rabbi Arle can't have that simcha. He'll never have that simcha of that Baal Tshuva. So he owes you $1 million. I'm a bigger gevir than he is. He says, wait a second. You know what? He doesn't owe you $1 million. He says, why? He says, because in Ruchnius, he says, I don't have any hasag of his amelus b'tayra. I don't have his geschmack of the arevus and mesikas atayra. He's got a much better ruchnius lemaisa than I do. He says, I'm a gavaldi, I'm a gavaldi gavir. And our lady says, that's how we viewed his possessions. He says, ad kerekach, we go to story number two. He says, Rabbi Aaron Leib never asked to eat anything. He says, he never asked anything. We know he's very frightened. He says, he once told him, Me'olam lo hergashti re'evu. Me'olam, for he says, I never felt hungry. He never felt hungry. Never asked for food. He never felt hungry. It's a pliyatsuma. He says, when they went on the trip to France, and they were running around all day, and he said 10 speeches in a day. He says he was totally exhausted. He says they got into the car, and they brought out some food. Nobody had a chance to eat anything, so they took some apples and oranges, whatever it was. He said, Rashibi, you got to eat something. He says, hold on, wait a second. He says, when are we getting into Eretz Yisrael? Are we getting in when it's still day, or are we getting in when it's already night? So he told him whatever it was, and he made the cheshbon. He says, then I don't need to eat anything, because I'll still get to Eretz Yisrael when it's daylight, so I'll still be able to finish my Mea Brochas by having my own food at home. He says, what did he teach him in the Maisa? He only ate to be Mekayim, the Mea Brochas, B'chayim. He was never hungry. He never ate just to enjoy an apple. If he would eat, it would be what? I have to make Mea Brochas. I have to have an apple, the famous Maisa with the Chassidish Rebbe. And he made the bracha with a lot of kavana. A few minutes later, Yaakov comes in, takes an apple, and he makes the same type of bracha. He's shuckling back and forth, and he makes the fineman look. Chassidim say, Rebbe, what's the difference between you and Yaakov? He also made a bracha like you. He says, yeah, the difference is huge. He says, he made the bracha in order to eat the apple. He says, I only ate the apple in order to make a bracha. And that's how Aaron Leib lived his life. He only made an apple because he made the cheshbon. Does he still need the bracha to make it to Mea Brachas? And what's that? The total is batlus. That's batl mavoto tachos bracha. Everything I eat is not for me. We're not eating to live. We're not living to eat. We're only eating what we need to live. I says, say, he asked him once. He says, Rebbe, if you're never hungry, he says, so why lamaisa do you eat something? He says, because the Torah says, v'neshmatu l'nafsh seichem, and my doctors tell me that I have to eat. I says, I have to eat, I have to take care of myself, so I have to eat something. But it's a total is batlus. Writes the Maral, Nesiv Solom Nesiv Avoda. And the Nesiv Avoda in the 10th Perek writes, the Maral Miprag as follows. Al Zehu Kol Birkas Modim. What is the fundamental, the underpinnings of all of Modim? Shanu Nosnim Hodol Hashem Yisbruch Shanu Shalom. We're thanking Hashkadosh Baruch Hu that we belong to Him. Vein anu mitzad atzminu shum damar. We're mamish nothing. Raka kol Hashem Yisbaruch. Ulefikach, how do we start our modim? Al chayinu ha-mesur yadach. V'yad ha-shmoseinu ha-mekudosh loch. We belong solely to Hashkadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, Eitz Yosef for the Yotzer Tvila says, no de lecho nesaper tilasecha. Why are we repeating? No de lecho and nesaper tilasecha. Right, states Yosef. No delcha chayenu. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We always will forever thank Hashem for giving us life. Unesaper tilasecha. What's tilasecha? For giving us the special beauty of a ruchnius tikkun neshama. He didn't have to give us such a holy neshama. Animals also have life, but they don't have a neshama. Al neshmasena b'kudus lach. And what does David conclude to heal him with? Kol haneshama tahalil ka. Halleluka. The neshama does what? Tehallelka. A tehillah. Nesaber tehillah secha. We're going to thank you, Hashem, no delcha al chayenu, and we're going to be nesaber tehillah secha al nishmosenu. Each one is going in accordance. And what's that idea? We have a life, we have a neshama, kol inyan habruach hazos hiyoda, v'nikreis bruchas hoda. And that's why we bow down. The whole inyan of bowing down is, I belong to you, I'm going to prostrate myself to you, be machnia myself to you. And that's why the Gemara says, in the first parak of Bava Kamo, writes the Gemara Tazayinim and Aleph, that if a person doesn't bow down during Modim, and then after 7 years, the spine of a person will turn into a snake. On the ground, the spine's going to turn into a snake if a person didn't bow down to Modim. What's the idea? He says, we know what was the Nachash. The Nachash was Holech Bekoma Zekufa. The snake had a Shidra. The snake used to have feet and used to stand fully upright. It was the Melech Shebachayas. And what happened with the Nachash? He rebelled against God. Hey, the Sitra Achra, the Yitzharo, wasn't the Machni himself to the Almighty. So what did he do? He lost his Shidra. He lost the ability to stand. He lost his Raglayim. He lost the Agyachon Chatelech. He lost the Midra Raglayim. Now he's in the Afar. Amela, we bow down. What is bowing down? Even though we have a Shidra, we have a spine, Baruch Hashem. And we could stand fully erect, fully upright. But what? There's a time when you have to say Modim, and you have to bend that spine. You have to be Koreev Modim. Say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm not a Bagai. It's all about anivus. I'm giving myself over to you. I'm machnia myself to you. If you're mana machnia, then your spine turns into a snake. Why? Because you're just like the nachash. And you're the same thing as the nachash. That's why nasa shidra shalo nachash. And because and dafka the shidra, because you're able to stand up because of your spine. And the nachash wasn't machni himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He seduced Adam and Chava not to be subservient to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to bow down, figuratively speaking, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amela, what did he do? He lost his raglayim, he lost his koach hamida, and he lost his koach of standing fully upright. Now he's al gecholcha, he's always prostrated. Amela, what should we do? Prostrate ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ishtachavoya, Kriya Ishtachavoya. Kriya is bowing down. Ishtachavoya used to be Pishat Yadayim Raglayim. Al gecholcha telech. Saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I belong to you. That's the Das HaKenei Baal HaTosis. Modem we see from the Targum is Mishtachavim. It's one and one the same. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anachnu Shocha. We all belong to you. Amela, our rights are of Avram Oshor. And his Alekach Valibuv in Yonei Tamuz and Av. He says, based on the Sfas Emes, and we all talk about Leah upon Pamodas Hashem, but if she now used Yehuda, her fourth child, to thank the Ribbono Shalom, she called him Yehuda, out the Loshen Hodah, she thereby ingrained and imbued into the core essence of Yehuda, that Indian of Hodah. So what is Yehuda? He became the Melech. Why is he the Melech? Well, look at Yehuda's Koach. Who's the one who said, I'm going to admit? Because Hodah is also admitting. Tzor Kemimeni. The same person who has Hodah built into his name, into his core essence, can say Tzor Kemimeni, who now becomes the king. Yehuda, after you. And your brothers will recognize and lament that you are the king, and you're going to rule over them. Because what's a king? The only person who can become a king is someone who recognizes that all the power that he has is solely from the Ribbono Shalom. David HaMelech says, Anochi Talas V'loish. Dafka David, a descendant of Yehuda, Malchus Beis David, emanates exclusively from Yehuda. Yehuda is Hodah. It's not just the Tzot Kimimeni, it's the total Lizbatlis, Melech Rosh Davis, Les Migarmi Klum, the total Bitta Atzmi. And that's where Simcha Budami Pashischa says, why is it that in Yom Kippur comes the Al-Khait, oh, Al-Khait, Hashan the Baganu, Al-Khait Bechulei, and then very often we find, well, we don't always get everything we ask for. What's going on? Didn't we do tshuva? Didn't we have a clean slate? And we believe we got forgiven. All that bracha should come pouring down right after Yom Kippur. We just did what we needed to do. Explain our Simcha Bunim. You know what we did? We all said, oh, okay, but what? We had an agenda. Like Eddie was alluding to before. Yeah, sure, I'll do tshuva. Why? Because I still want money and I want health and I want this and I want A, B, and C and I want home. So we're doing it, but it's not a hisbatlus. And say, well, okay, so, well, I want to have a good life. I want to make it through the year. So I better do tshuva. I better. What is vidoy? Vidoy is Loshen Hodah. The Maral writes, vidoy is mizvah, is kriyash tachavayo, is his batalus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But real vidoy means utter his batalus. What's utter his batalus? Explain us in Chabunim. When David said to Nasan and Navi Chatasi, and what's the pshat? He says, Chatasi, he didn't even have the arichas of all the achets, and he got forgiven. Why? Because Chazal is saying, when David said Chatasi, he said, Eibishter, I'm all yours. I know that I sinned. whatever you want to do to me, I accept. Whatever you have in mind, I fully accept and I embrace. I'm not asking you to change anything. Hashem, I have no requests. I'm not asking for anything. You give me what you feel that I need. And that's it. The same Reb Lipa was in my office said, and that he was discussing recently with Chaim Kanevsky. He says, a lot of people, we all talk about Amunah. We all talk about Amunah B'Hashem, Amunah B'Tochon, Tzadik B'Menoseh Yechiyah. And we all know the Gemara in Brochus, Rabbi Akiva, Samach Aleph, Komah, Davar, Rechon, Tavavit, everything that happens is for the best. We all believe it intellectually, but the longest distance in the world is from the mind to the heart, to live with the B'chush. He says he was talking to Rav Chaim recently about certain tzaras, and Rav Chaim just smiled and he says, but Al Tadak, Yesh Lanu Avinu Sheshamayim, we have our God in heaven. Abba Shemayim, Ohev Otani, Yotel Mimasha, Anachnu Yecholim Lavin, Vekom Asher Oseh, Oseh Rek Latov. He said, the way he said it, the simplicity, that Mesiach Lefi Tumo, he didn't think about it, he didn't, oh, let me come up with the right wording, let me quote Chazal. So Rav Chaim just looked at him and smiled and said, so what do you have to worry about? Well, Hashem loves us, Hashem is our Father in heaven, and it's poshut that whatever Hashem does, just like whatever a father does, it's all for good. He says, that's how he lived his life. Everything is good. That's his will. David Mel says, Hashem, if you want to punish me, I embrace the punishment. If that's what I need, then I accept it. That's chatosi. We do chatosi. You say, okay, I think I did a good tshuva now. Now, can I get a life? Can I get this? Can I get the car? Can I get the house? Can I get the food? It's always, oh, it's tit for tat. Hashem, I'm doing the mitzvahs. And we always have expectations. We always want something. David taught us his battle. That's dalu. That's Yehuda. Yehuda is Hoda. Tzod Kimeni. That's it. Can you imagine the shame, the humiliation? Yehuda could have gotten away with it. Tzod Kimeni is, I'm wrong, and that's it. There's nothing more to explain. Tzod Kimeni, she is right and I am wrong. Yehuda the Melech is, less me gar me klom. There's no ich, there's no mir, there's no me. It's all about the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's a Melech. That's Meir Brochas. Meir, that's very Geshmak. Who's Mesakin the Meir Brochas B'Chayom? David HaMelech is the one who's masakin it. The whole Yisod of the Meir Brochus is what? Meir Brochus is a Meir, 100 is Modim. The whole union of Modim is, writes the Dasa Kenim, one and one with the 100. What's the 100 Brochus? I'm not living to eat, I'm only eating to live. I have to view every Brochus. I'm not deserving. I don't deserve the steak, I don't deserve the apple. I'm here to take an apple to make a Brochus. To do what? To take the apple to keep myself alive and just to turn it into a Brochus, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm here to eat and in order to think, to use it as an opportunity to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the Meir Brochus. That's what we're living for. The Meir Brochus is the modem recognizes everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Meir Brochus who's going to be masakin the Meir Brochus. And Dafka David HaMelech is the one who's masakin the Brochus. And David HaMelech is the one to say, Anochi tolas v'lo isham but a worm, I'm amish and nothing. David HaMelech is the one to say, Ani tefila, I'm a walking tefila, was constantly modem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm telling you, you need to make at least 100 Brochus a day. But David, all day long, Ebeshtor Chatos, whatever you want to do to me, that's modim. That's when we start. We recognize Hashem is the source of everything. And then what? He gave us chayenu. He gave us nishmasenu. He's doing miracles left and right, 24/7, 365. We owe him everything. That's the ha'achna. That's the shtachavaya. And that, like the Seder Yom told us, is even though we lost the avoda, ritzei, we don't have a base of mikdash, we still have an opportunity to be modim HaKadosh Baruch Hu because there's so much to thank Hashem. We recognize it so much more in Golus than when we do, when everything in life is great, then we're on top. We don't think Hashem so much. But you have everything. All right, and Hashem wants to say, here we have what? We have all the reasons to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Golus that we're still alive, we're persevering, and Hashem will get back to the base of Mikdash. Hey, Rav, Amenu, 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 Shkai.
When did David establish the 100
Brachim?
Why do we have two different
what
songs?
Wasn't
during the...
Why the Gepa?